And now I have to treat this first part of the integral. And I do a similar thing as I did before. I break it up into an integral from minus infinity to the Fermi energy, and a second integral, which I didn't write out here, but I break the integral from U, I need to integrate from minus infinity to the chemical potential, and I break that into an integral from minus infinity to the Fermi energy plus an integral from the Fermi energy to the chemical potential. And the first integral is one we did before. This part, when we calculated the average energy of an electron at t equals zero, it was the energy times the density of states, because the Fermi integrated up to the Fermi energy, because the Fermi function is at t equals zero, it's one until the Fermi energy, and it's zero after that. So this integral here is the internal energy at t equals zero. And we did this integral before. It turns out to be 3/5 the electron density times the Fermi energy. And then this second part, this second integral here, is an integral over a short interval. It's a similar problem as what I sketched here. So I just take the chemical potential minus the Fermi energy times the value of the function, energy times the density of states at the Fermi energy. That would be the value of this function, because now this axis is e dE. For this second interval, I take that value, and it's got the chemical potential in it, but I already know the temperature dependence of the chemical potential because I calculated that on the last slide, so I put that in there, and then solve things around for a while. And when the result is that the internal energy density is 3/5 n times the Fermi energy, which is also written here, this we had calculated before. That's the t equals zero result. And at higher temperatures, you expect the internal energy to grow like t squared, and then with a factor of the density of states at the Fermi energy.